This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
It's Offman's show. We're on the Team 980. Whoa, hat looks crazy. Now hair looks worse. Whoa. We weren't video ready here, Anthony, on the show today. This is a nightmare. It's okay. It's a radio show, the Offman show on the Team 980. Always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Ready for 4 o'clock, baby, on a Friday.
That's the spirit?
Yeah, see, that's the spirit. Got my big old yellow spirit hat on. They play an important game this weekend. That's not the one we're going to mostly talk about on this radio show. If you want that show, the NWSL show, it's at Hoffman W Sports on YouTube. They do have a big game against North Carolina, but we are concerned today, Anthony, despite what my hat says, about the game that the Commanders are going to play in New Jersey. That is where they will take on the New York Giants. And Anthony, since you don't see the YouTube graphics immediately, do you know the last time that the Commanders were 7-2 to start the season?
Yes, I do.
Oh, so you knew the stat without seeing the graphic?
Oh, I don't see the graphic, but yes, I do know the stat.
And when was it?
My birth year.
1996.
Yes, sir. I was a couple of months old.
Do you know the last time that the Commanders swept the Giants in a season?
I do indeed.
When was it?
When
you say you know, typically the answer
2021.
Out. Yes, that is correct. So did you just read the game notes like I did?
Maybe.
Some good stuff in there. We should read those more often.
Do you know how many times the Commanders have swept the Giants this century?
No.
Ooh.
I didn't get that. I apparently got enough stats for the graphic and then just kind of moved on.
Ah. So 2021 was one of those times.
Thanks. I couldn't figure that one out.
Yeah. And there was only one other time, 2011.
Okay.
Yeah. So two times.
Hopefully this season goes better than 2011.
Yes.
Because in 2011, they didn't win. Actually, I think they started hot that year, and then things went sideways.
Yep.
And then eventually they drafted a quarterback, number two, the next year. This time, things seem to be going different. They've already got the quarterback, and he seems to be better. So the Giants are in a interesting spot. And we talked about this with Brandon Tierney yesterday. Now I really wish I would have cut this to have ready for the show because I just thought about wanting to talk about this right now. But BT yesterday, this was towards kind of the tail end of the interview, Anthony, if you want to pull it up, talked about how the Giants are starting to implode a little bit from within. And this is not the first team that the Commanders have played this season that was kind of like that. When they got Carolina a couple weeks ago, like they were starting to show some signs that if you can get up on them early, then they might not really fight that hard at the end. And the Commanders have taken other teams this year, like the Arizona Cardinals, that do fight really hard. That Jonathan Gannon has those guys playing 60 minutes of football, and the Commanders beat them so bad that they were done after 20. So this is definitely something that can happen for Washington against teams that are more stuck in, let's call it, than the Giants. But if what Brandon Tierney told us yesterday on WFAN is, or from WFAN up in New York, is true, if Washington can get out early in this game, and especially if they do it in the most demoralizing way possible, which is also, I think, the most effective way to move the football against this team, which is simply running it down their throat, I think this game could be over by halftime. Now, I think a lot of y'all have been listening long enough to know that that is the kind of thing that I typically don't say, and I'm also not guaranteeing anything because that's not how football works. Look at every week in the NFL. I mean, shoot, We should have known last night. Just a terribly stinky fish on Thursday Night Football. Vegas had the Texans, or the Jets favored in that game. And we're like, I don't know. There's no reason that that should be the case. And sure enough, the Jets go out and they beat the Texans. But while there are no guarantees, I do think that there is a real possibility and a very distinct, if not the most likely path, that Washington gets up 2 touchdowns fairly early in this one. And that's kind of all she wrote. Now, this could be a game until the end. If it is a game and Jaden's having to drop back and make plays, well, that's tough because the Giants pass rush is really good. They sacked Jaden 5 times in the opener, but they also, they also lead the NFL in sacks by a decent enough margin. Like the Broncos have 30, they're in second. The Giants have 35. It's a lot of sacks. So with that, Anthony, do you by chance find this part of the clip?
Not to war. I listened to the tail end. I couldn't find it.
I'll see if we can find it at the break. Yeah. But BT basically was like, I think some Giants players, they're not going to say this out loud, but I think some Giants players are kind of fed up defensively with the offense. The fact that they know they're just going out there and they have to basically pitch a shutout to have a chance. And I think you could see some quit. And I think with the way this Washington team prepares, the way this Washington team plays, Anthony, I think that they could go out and this could be an easy day on Sunday. This could be a day that we might throw some red zone on in the background. Could be. And who would have thought we'd ever be able to say that at all this season coming into it, nevertheless, multiple times in just a few weeks?
Yeah, I mean, on paper, definitely. But I always think, you know, this is a divisional game. And divisional games are weird. Sometimes the heavy favorite sometimes just squeaks out a win. So I'm not, putting anything past the Giants. But as it does stand, the Giants offense stinks at home. They've scored 1 touchdown, Craig. 1. That's how bad they've been offensively. So, again, I think this is definitely a good opportunity for the Commanders to go out there and dominate, for this not to be a trap game, for this not to be a game. Or we're looking ahead at the Steelers. So if we go out there and do what we are supposed to do, especially with new ownership, with a new head coach, with a new regime, I'm thinking, like, yes, it should be easy on paper. I'm just cautiously optimistic. I got to see more.
As you should be. To me, it's not even see more. It's like I've seen enough division games.
Yes.
I have seen enough division games to know that these things get super weird. As for how much the Commanders will take from their Week 2 matchup with the Giants, here's Dan Quinn on Wednesday about the rematch element of this.
Hey, good afternoon, Coach.
Good afternoon.
Kind of similar to JP's question, but more from a functional standpoint. Like, I know a lot of people will say, like, you guys saw the Giants not that long ago, but really it's been quite a while in the scope of the NFL picture. How much can you really lean on from that last competition as you're getting ready for this week, and how much do you need to kind of have fresh eyes looking at this as a new opponent?
Yeah, I think you have to do both, because you start the first film I put on was our game against them. And because it thinks about the players and the matchups and what you did and what you didn't do and what you liked and what you didn't in all three phases. And so I like to watch the game just as it plays out. So from the kickoff, going to defense and to a punt, to whatever it goes, as opposed to like watching it as just an offense and just a defense, especially like to see the whole thing play out. And that's where you start. And then you want to go from there. What's stayed the same and what's different? And so that's what you want to, do your comparisons with what they've established. Just fantastic rushing the passer. And that's really one of the impacts they've made. But they've played strongly on third down. So there's a lot, that I've seen them improve upon since our game. That was just, the second game of the season. So maybe they were then, but it was too early to play it. So some talented guys, the receivers, obviously, with the catch and run, the ability for what they can do. You've seen that play out, over the last, 2 months or so.
So a lot of meat on that bone from Dan Quinn. I think, again, you want to run the ball and be really efficient on first and second down in this game, because I say that every week, but like you look at the pass rush the Giants have, it's not like they do a ton of stuff early, but if they get you in third and long, they're really, really good. And it's actually, I would say, pretty funny, Anthony, in some ways, because Wink Martindale, who was fired as their defensive coordinator, who left, whatever wound up happening there, bad ending for them as their defensive coordinator the last couple years. He is like the craziest blitzer, most outrageous pressure guy in the league. And in comes Shane Bowen, who's much more structured, much more conservative compared to Wink, because again, who isn't on like a conservative aggressiveness scale? And they have more sacks because they rush smarter. They pressure smarter. They're good at drawing, okay, we're going to pull your protection over here and send a blitzer from over here. But they do it very, very well in very, very specific situations. And if you can keep them out of those situations, then you're okay. And I think on the other side, to Dan's point, with Malik Nabers and some of their other receivers, if you let them catch and run and let them get the ball, that's not going to end well for you. As opposed to some receivers, you're like, of course you want to prevent completions. But some receivers, it's like, ah, we'll give them the short stuff, we'll rally and tackle, and you know, the ball's going to do more damage in the air than it is in their hands. Not so much, because the farther Daniel Jones has to throw the football down the field, the less chance it is completed in a major, 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 major way, because he's just not that accurate down the field. And so for Washington, I think specifically eliminating Malik Nabers and kind of doubling and bracketing and making sure that those looks are not clean towards him is going to be something that they did late in the game last time that they will start doing in this one, I presume, from basically the first snap. To send a message like you're going to have someone else beat us. And if that someone else emerges, we'll deal with it. But for right now, like number one, not happening. A couple of injury notes we can catch you up on next. One big guy out for Washington. Two major updates on the New York side of things. We'll continue our prep, getting you ready for the Giants and the Commanders next on The Hoffman Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.